Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Happy Thursday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it's the calm before the storm tonight. No NBA games, we're waiting, and now we're going to get an NBA game every night for the next 7 months.
No, it's good.
Big playoff games. We have one night to take our breath, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, and then it begins.
Well, it's a marathon.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
It's a war of attrition.
Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. That's how it is. People getting hurt. That's what we tell you all the time. But
do they have odds on who's next?
That's dark.
Well, I mean,
that's dark.
We come into every January 1st with the death pool.
Why
do we do the same thing?
What do you mean, when you say we, don't send me. I don't do a death pool. I don't think Tyshirt and I think that's Tyshirt on the show and Frostburg. I don't think they do Deadpool. I don't think Sager does Deadpools. You do a Deadpool? That's bad karma, man.
No,
that's bad karma. Can't do a Deadpool.
Well, I mean,
can't
look,
do that.
But like the business is making predictions.
Who do you have in the Deadpool? I have you, Wade. What do you mean you have me? I'm like,
exactly.
You have me in the Deadpool? No, you can't. No, you're already bringing up dead. Who's next getting hurt and a Deadpool within the first 8 seconds of the show?
Well, I brought up the idea of do we have a pool for who gets hurt?
Who hurt you today? Who hurt you today? That's what I want to know. You walked in here.
No,
but
no, I'm feeling good today, actually.
Okay. All right, really? Okay.
I mean, my stomach's been off, but we've talked about this off air. Like, I've got a medication thing that's really kind of pissing me off.
Okay.
So, like,
what do you do?
Constantly feel like someone's beating me in the stomach.
What do you do when you're not feeling good? That's my next question now after hearing this. That sounds like I don't know, man. That scares me a little
Slam
bit.
Slam man.
We need to be we need some kind of partition between us.
No, feeling good.
I never know when
White
you can,
Sox didn't lose
you
today.
You can go Incredible Hulk on it.
I'm Joe Positivity.
Who's
we're just a couple hours away from the Tortured Poets Society or whatever the hell that thing is called. With Taylor Swift that's dropping. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good day.
Now, is this the first version or is this the version after she remakes the songs that she puts out the first time?
Well, it depends which one you bought because there are like 15 different variations. So if you bought it from Target, you get one song. If you bought it off the website, on a Tuesday, you get one song. But if you came back on Friday, it was a different bonus song.
All right.
Bunch of different color combinations and cover combinations.
So it's kind of like the end of the movie Clue. You know, when they first put it out in theaters, you got a different ending no matter where you were.
It's not a bad way to
sometimes
be.
Sometimes Mrs. Peacock, sometimes you had Miss... Okay.
Seems like maybe we should do that more with movies.
All right, all right.
Get that repeat visit.
Listen, we'll get to movies because we have to talk about the M. Night Shyamalan trailer that came out today. But I want to say this. I've said from the beginning of this, for the NBA playoffs as we get going, I wanted the Knicks to finish second. I'm glad they pushed for it. You never know how the playoffs are going to go. You want to have home court when you can, right? I get that you might want to avoid a team if you can, but the whole losing and sitting guys to avoid a team tells me you're not ready to win a championship because you know you can't beat that team. We want to avoid them in the first round, but you can beat them in the second round. Is that what you're telling me? We can't beat them now. Maybe later we'll beat them. Why? What's going to happen? You don't know who's going to
get hurt. Maybe one of their guys gets hurt.
What do you think? Oh, we can't beat them. When are you going to play them? In 2027? Like, when is that going to... Oh, we can beat them then. We get a couple more draft picks. Like, if you are resting players to avoid a matchup, this tells me you know you can't win. I get that the NBA playoffs, more than anything else, are about the matchups, and you see teams win and lose because of that. But you're going to have to play these teams at some point. Maybe if we get lucky, another team will knock that team out. What kind of attitude is that to go into the playoffs with, right? So when the Knicks went for it, when the Lakers went for it, I loved it. This is awesome. This is great. They're not afraid. The Lakers are getting the Nuggets now in the first round of the playoffs when they're fresh. The Knicks say, we don't care. 76ers, Heat, we want to finish second because we don't know how the playoffs are going to go. We want that home court advantage as much as we can have it, right? And I didn't care who we played. I don't care. Sixers, Heat, whatever. Joel Embiid can't go 5 feet without bending over and saying, I'm winded. I need some Gatorade. I need something. The Heat are injured. It's not the same year for them. I didn't care who we played. But after today, I'm glad we got the Sixers. After backup center Paul Reed decided, you know what? People aren't talking about me so much. So he does a podcast and he talks about how the Sixers coming into the playoffs wanted the Knicks because they were the easier of the teams between them and the Celtics.
Muscle Beach, half an hour. I will see you there or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
No, I'll be there.
All right, I'll see you then, buddy.
All right. Latest on the men, Jay.
Okay, that was not the podcast.
You said Paul Rudd, right?
I did say Paul. Yes, I did say Paul Rudd.
But that's what I thought.
But honey, Matsui. Paul Reed. Not Paul Rudd.
That's good.
Die Hard. No, not that one. Paul Reed, who wanted the Knicks instead of the 76ers. And I wonder what Paul Rudd line we're going to get now.
You said Paul Rudd, right?
No, I did not say Paul Rudd.
You didn't?
I did not say that. I did not. It's Paul Reed.
I don't know. You say Geneva, we hear Helsinki.
You might be right about that. You might be right. Paul Reed, not Paul Rudd, not Paul Rogers. Ty's just going, who's Paul Rogers?
Paul Rogers is a nice Paul.
No idea.
I got to explain. Yeah, no, lead singer of Bad Company.
I thought that was Aaron Rodgers' younger brother.
It is. That is. He's on the next Bachelor.
Really?
Yeah, it is. It's
good for him.
Yeah,
and if you thought Aaron Rodgers had some conspiracy theories, wait till you hear.
Well, no, I actually hear his brother does the anti-conspiracy theory podcast.
Stop.
Like, he's against all of them, and that's what he does to balance things out. That's what happens. But here is potentially 76ers Paul Reed on why they wanted the Knicks instead of the Boston Celtics.
You said Paul Revere,
way
right?
Back in history with that Rock MCA and me, Mike D.
Oh, you already know what he says.
I did not say Paul Revere.
That's what it is.
You had it all quoted.
A little horsey named Paul Revere.
S.
Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer.
There you go.
Riding across the land, kicking up sand, sheriff's posse's on my tail, because I'm in demand.
Whoa.
One lonely beastie I be, all by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot. My beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl. I ran into a guy. His name was MCA. I said, howdy. He said, hi.
The only horsey you know is the sauce at Arby's.
Dude, I know every line of that album from beginning to end. Every single line.
Do we have to pay royalties on that now or something?
No.
Only on good music, Mike.
Are you kidding? Come on, man. License to Ill?
Yeah. Nobody's paying for that.
I don't know that I listen to any album. Well, maybe Appetite for Destruction. I don't listen to any album more than License to Ill.
Really?
I was like the original Beastie Boy fan of all my friends.
Most overrated band of all time, Mike.
Wow.
Right there with the chili peppers.
Wow. Okay, I'm with you on chili peppers. Okay.
See, and I had Nirvana, right? So there.
Well, they've only had two albums. How could they be? They only had two albums.
Kurt Cobain,
that's all they needed.
They had, well, it's not like it's overrated. They only had two albums.
Right, but they're celebrated as one of the greatest of all time. And I say no.
They ushered in an entirely new type of music.
Nah, it was out there.
No, it wasn't out there. They made it popular.
Nah.
Just like the WNBA is out there. Caitlin Clark is going to make it popular. There you go. That's how it was. Nirvana. Caitlin Clark is the Nirvana of the WNBA. How about that? Okay, I'm trying to think of other famous Pauls. I don't think he's got Paul Winfield from The Terminator.
That would be pretty good.
This is 76ers backup center Paul Reed. Any other famous Reeds? Maybe there's a Jody Reed home run.
Maybe
we're
hear Perfect
get.
Day.
Uh-oh, it's such a perfect day.
See what I did there?
Talking about how the Knicks are the team that the Sixers wanted, not the Boston Celtics.
Nah, man. I mean, I feel like we ain't ducking no smoke. But
oh, wait. Stop. So you're really going to play it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, I want people to know that this is really it. This is really it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is okay. I get people going, what movie is this? So you're really going to get it. Okay. All right.
Do you really want it?
No, I want what you had. People expect that now because you play. I just wanted people to know that this was the thing.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
And you know what? You stopped it, so we can't play it again.
No, yes, we can.
It's going to take 20 minutes for him to re-cue that.
You can just play it right from there because the money bite is coming. Here's as we pick up Paul Reed, already in progress. How does this get on here?
Nah, man. I mean, I feel like we ain't ducking
it's
no
Creed
smoke.
With Reed.
Yeah, we wanted the Knicks matchup, of course. That's the easier team, I guess. But, you know, it's going to be fun. You know,
that's the easier team, I guess. Okay. You don't want this Knicks smoke. You don't want, but you go get it then. Good luck. Let's talk about this all next week.
You really jumping team. On and now, trying to get some motivation thing from some backup center
now
out
I'm
in DePaul?
Glad. Well, these are the guys that do it now. Hey, no one's really paying attention to me, so I'm going to go on some crazy-ass podcast, say some crazy-ass thing, piss off my teammates, and now Embiid's going to get a couple extra elbows now. Oh, we're the easier matchup. Well, Brunson's going to go for 50 in the first half. Now I'm glad we got the Sixers. I didn't care. Hey, Sixers, great. Heat, great. I didn't care. Now I'm glad we got them. And I know we're good because the Sixers are on my never again list. They're not going to do anything because no team's on my never again list do anything. I feel pretty good, but now I'm glad we got this. Now I'm glad the Sixers are here. I can't wait. Okay, easier team. Let's see how it goes. Easier team. Okay.
This might be the greatest example of trying to find motivation in a nothing sentence.
We wanted the Knicks because they were easier.
Celtics won the East by 13 games.
Okay.
14 games. What was the final?
So I get it.
By just, you know, math, that is true.
Okay, how smart is it to say that?
You're Paul Reed.
You're
Paul Reed. You're the backup center. And they asked you, hey, about, well, yeah, I guess we'll take them.
I'm Mo Green. I'm Mo Green. Don't you know?
So, yeah, we get the top seed or we get the second seed. Well, you know what? They're the easier matchup.
No, that's
it. That's it.
That's the, okay.
And you're getting mad about it.
I'm glad we got it. I'm excited now.
And go back to your original thing.
My claws are sharpened even more.
About them not ducking anything. It's a Tom Thibodeau-led squad.
He
was
going
to run them until literally were 6 feet under the court if he had
As
to.
Rick Bucher said last night, none of the Knicks may be able to walk next season, but
we're
doing great now. No, and you know what? And this also is what I said last night. This is the nationwide disrespect of the Knicks just because, whether it's because of loudmouths like me or Jalen Brunson's too small or I hate when the Knicks are good. The Knicks are good once every 10 years. I've been this good since they won 54 games with Melo and Steve Novak shot them out of the playoffs. So, yeah, it's been a while. But now, I don't want to give the Knicks any credit. It's a nationwide fraud that I feel like so many people, pundits and experts and athletes got together saying, you know what, let's not give the Knicks any credit. Okay. I'll see you all on the way to the finals as we are dusting you. You want that smoke, Paul Rudd? Okay, you got it, Paul Rudd. You got all that smoke, Mr. Avenger, Mr. Ant-Man. You got all the smoke you wanted. Congratulations, you got it.
He still has the Chiefs.
Now I'm glad. I'm fired up. And I've had a lot of coffee. Exit out by the Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we have all the latest from the NFL. We got a visit from Jay Glazer.
Let's go!
Untapped a week before the NFL draft. And remember, Jay is going to be with us right here next week in the NFL draft, brought to you by Express Pros, the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Don't miss next Thursday, draft night live, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone, pick-by-pick predictions, reactions to every first round pick next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Remember, we follow like we do every year right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by ExpressPros.com. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com. I didn't get Beastie Boys and Beastie Boys again.
You sang the whole thing.
You're lucky. You're lucky that you didn't get to the profanity in the Beastie Boys. Like, that's like you played roulette, and you lucky you came up a winner right there.
I got a
right
drop button. I'll be all right.
All right.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Always nice on a night where, hey, the Mets are off, the White Sox didn't play, no NBA games. We can put Friday the 13th up on one of our
TVs.
Yeah,
no loss for me today. Positivity. Yeah.
I didn't mean the original where Jason's mom was the killer. Sorry, spoiler.
How dare you?
Like, as people know that by now.
Could be new to somebody out there.
Yeah. Boy, what's this movie? Friday the 13th. This woman who was in her 60s is killing people. I've never seen that before. This was groundbreaking before it was groundbreaking.
Oh, it's so a big deal.
The mom's doing it? She's like 60.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. That's not a hook. No, she's like 60 years old. She's doing. Wow. Okay, then. All right.
She moves with great speed.
I remember the
swift decision making.
The actress, the woman who played Jason's mom that killed everybody in Friday the 13th, said she did it for a new car. It was a couple of days worth of work, and she wanted to get a new car, and she did it so she could get a new car. That's exactly why she did it.
Not a bad deal.
Joining us, this is part two. That's part two.
Oh, not one.
When the guy falls down. Yeah, no, that's not one. Joining us now on the hotline, we are a week before the NFL draft. He will be sitting in this seat right here, breaking down all the first round shenanigans. It is NFL on Fox insider Jay Glazer. And Jay, I feel remiss. It's been a couple weeks since we talked. I want to let you know, I know you're getting married in a couple of weeks. I am an officiant. I am a ordained wedding officiant. I could have done your wedding. I would have done it for free for you. I wouldn't have charged you anything.
You could have if you were invited.
That's true, too.
Wow.
But, I mean, I'd just be the official. I could come and do it and then leave.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? We have a guest list of zero. You think I want to invite any of my knucklehead friends? Absolutely not.
No.
No way.
That's a good point.
So it's like, where do you cut it off? So this is like Rosie and I, listen, Rosie and I identical twins. Her sister's not even coming. And even my mom was like, well, I'm sure her sister and Stray Ann are coming. Like, my mother literally said that to me.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, Stray Ann's not going over you and her sister. Like, but that's the thing about a wedding. It's never about, you know, you. It's about everybody else. So we wanted to make it about us. And we told everybody, hey, we're eloping. I said, no, it's supposed to be a surprise. But we took away the surprise that we're eloping. Just us. Nobody else. And I can't tell you how many people have, like, given me some grief of, hey, you know, sorry we didn't make the guest list. I'm like, there is no guest list. There's no guest list. There's nothing. It's us. That's it.
Let me.
My life is a guest list. I'm done. We're done.
Let me ask you the biggest question I wanted to ask you since. Right? You ready? The biggest question. Is your phone off during the ceremony?
Yes.
Is it off all day? What time does it go off? What time does it go back?
No, no. I'll be FaceTiming some cats. I'll be FaceTiming, I think, a couple, because I got to keep my nerves down. I can't isolate on that day. Okay. I definitely need to reach out to teammates that day. But you know what's really cool? I will say this. It is. You know, again, I'm 54. Rosie's 55. She's never been married because she's taking care of everybody else in the world but herself. I've really never had a relationship which I didn't try and sabotage. And I even tried with this somewhat. We did so much work, and it's the first time I feel like, man, I really feel worthy of this, and I shouldn't destroy it going in, which is what I normally do. Because when you feel unworthy of being loved, you and these great things happen to you, you end up sabotaging them. And we've done so much work, but I got to tell you guys a story you're gonna love. So, Rosie and I are on premarital therapy. We decided we're gonna do this premarital therapy session with 6 weeks of it, okay? Because we want to get our communication better. And we don't want to just go to therapist and marriage counseling when the sky's falling. We kind of want to do it going in. I want to get coaching. I look at therapists like coaches. So how are they going to help us out, right? So we do this six-week program. And, like, week two, Mike Tomlin starts calling me. And I text him. I said, hey, I can't talk. I'm on a premarital Zoom, a premarital couples therapy Zoom with Rosie. I can talk to you after. And all of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up. Now, we're on a Zoom with this therapist. My phone starts blowing up. And Mike starts calling and FaceTiming. Finally, I said, hey, Doc, I'm real sorry. I said, I got a friend of mine who he knows what I'm doing, yet he keeps calling and FaceTiming. It must be an emergency, so I got to answer this. So I don't step away. So the doctor hears the whole thing. And I say, hey, man, you okay? He goes, hey, man, don't do it. Nothing is wrong with you and Rosie. Don't do it. He's just going to tell you, you two got problems. You guys got no problems. Don't do it. Whatever you say, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole thing.
Oh, that's the doctor might have said, hang up on that guy. Hang up on him right now. Just hang up on him.
Oh, it was hilarious. It was unreal. Such is life.
What I want to tell you, Jay, is, okay, so the draft is a pretty big deal. So
yeah.
You're prepping for a wedding and the NFL draft at the same time. I can't
that's where the ADHD comes in.
Oh,
that's where the ADHD comes in. Okay. Two things at once, yeah. But it is, like, yeah, like, today, and I'm a little behind on things, Rosie had to go get her ring, and at the same time, I'm doing draft calls, so we're doing that, and we're back, I'm here at the house, I'm doing draft stuff, and we're doing this, and I'm bouncing back and forth. Yeah, it's a little surreal, I'm not going to lie to you.
So this draft, a bit different than many others, all the skill position, certainly the quarterback position, Jay, and a lot of intrigue and traits.
I tell you where it's different, not just the quarterbacks, but, like, man, to have no defensive players that you're even talking about, like, usually it's the quarterback or this edge rusher, this running back or this edge rusher, or not running back, but this edge rusher, this offensive lineman. And it's such a deep offensive draft that you're not talking about any of these. There's a lot of dynamic defensive players, but they're not talking about them in the top five or even 10 like you normally would, where, you know, I mean, look, a couple of years ago, too, right? Jacksonville took the Georgia defensive end just on kind of like size, skill, and where he could project to. And you have guys who are I'm not saying quite like that, but you don't, because it's so loaded with offense, they're not even looking at guys going, oh, man, yeah, these guys have great size, speed. We're going to push them up there. It's almost like it's like a foregone conclusion that, hey, it's just going to be offense for the first, you know, 8-10 picks.
Jay, I know this is the big misinformation time getting a week out, but let me just ask you this. Is the upper-level first-round interest in all these quarterbacks real? Like the five guys, is all of that real?
It is. Well, look, I think everybody realized now, okay, we're not going to make a move on Caleb. And by the way, Caleb, dude, I do love Caleb. I think not a lot comes out. He doesn't have an agent, so not a lot comes out. But, like, I live in L.A., and we do kind of run in similar circles. He is sitting with the right people go, hey, what did this person do to be great? What did that person do to be great? What did this I do like the qualities I'm hearing. I really do. I think the Bears get a stud in Caleb Williams. I really do.
Let me back it out to the go ahead, Jay. Sorry.
I really do. It's like, you know, a lot of times it's like paralysis by overanalysis for some of these cats. And, you know, the one thing about Caleb is he has so much confidence in his arm that he can get himself in trouble. But that's going to, you know, pro coaching is going to change things. Right, so I do think he's gonna turn things around there in Chicago, and what I liked about him too, like even when he was at USC, like NIL stuff, he's trying to get his offensive line paid, so I like that. And then, you know, look, everybody assumed it was Drake May second, but it's really not. I think Jaden Daniels is gonna be the guy over there too in Washington, and he's a guy that continues to grow and grow and grow and grow, and he's so incredibly dynamic in what he could do. But I think the draft starts after Washington. That's where it really starts. Because I think, I know New England's certainly listening to offers. And you go, well, but they need a quarterback. But if you're not in love with anybody after those two guys, you know, what do you do there? So if somebody else is in love, let them come up.
Yeah, especially with that roster you've got right now assembled there in New England. Let me back it out on a larger picture for you, Jay. You're the master of information. You've got all the phone calls and contacts. What's your favorite part of the process?
No, all this. So for everybody out there, I think you heard me for all these years. I don't do a mock draft, and I don't do a mock draft because of the trust that I have with guys. And if somebody says to me, Glaze, here's who we're taking, but you can't tell anyone, I'm not going to lie to fans. But so it's great to have this information that I have, is being more this information broker, if you will, and then I can use it on the first round of Fox Sports Radio. And because of that, because people know I'm not going to tip their picks, and with everybody else, I'm not doing a mock draft, people tell me more information than they tell others. It's really, that's the thing that I get the – it was 2 years ago, I did a mock draft. I was somebody who does my social media, so I don't look at my DMs and all that crazy stuff, which is smart of me for mental health reasons. And he said, hey, I want you to give me the first round of the top 10 and timestamp it. Send it to me. So it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I had 10 of 10, but I had 2 guys. The Giants had 2 picks that draft. The DM, the offensive tackle, and I switched their position. But I had 10 of 10 because it's this trust that I build up. So I think if you're asking me the best, like for me, it's just this trust. This trust that people have where, and I try and make sure I can give the fans more insight than anybody else because I have this. They have this trust for me. And at the same time, making sure that teams know where they can go if they love somebody or don't love somebody. And, you know, even like I've been involved in the past in helping somebody find a trade partner. And it was 1 year, somebody traded all the way up to 3 with me as the middleman. It felt pretty damn good. But I was able to give the fans a little heads up beforehand.
I think they were all doing that, Jay, just so they could get invited to your wedding. That's what it was.
That ain't happening.
Be one hell of an after party, though.
Hey, let's get away from the draft for a second. The last 24 hours has been big with the future of Bill Belichick and the big expose by ESPN. Hey, he was never really in the Falcons' top 3. Is this really it for Belichick? Is he coach next year? We know he's going to do TV. What do you see happening here?
Here's what I see. I see Bill Belichick. He's going to do who did he sign with? He signed with Peyton, right? With Omaha Productions? Right. So I see him being really likable on that. Okay? So if he's when you meet with Bill and you hang with Bill, he's actually a cool hang. So if you're hanging with Bill and all of a sudden the rest of the world gets to see that, some of those things that you're nervous about with him will come down. Listen, TV is it's great. It's a great promoter for guys getting a head coaching job. Great promoter for guys getting a head coaching job. Because you see the human side of somebody that you normally wouldn't have seen. So I think it's the smartest thing Bill could have done is something like that. You'll see him laugh. You see him joke. You'll see a different side of Bill. And I think it's the best thing he could do. Now, you know, I think the reason Bill didn't get the job this year is because, yeah, that kind of that Patriots way stuff is like people are kind of over it. And it's just a different landscape nowadays. You kind of can't, you know, rule with an iron fist anymore, if you will. And you can't rule with paranoia. It doesn't work. Like, players just aren't like that anymore. Like, you can't, you know, threaten guys with, you know, if information gets out or it just doesn't work like that anymore. And also, it's like, it's so tight. Guys aren't like they used to be. You got to kind of build guys up from the inside out these days. And that's certainly not the Patriot way. So you got to, you know, in the past, you could just beat guys down and they'll pop up because you're beating them down. They'll respond even more. That's the old school way. So I think it's just more of a changing of the guard, the old school way, into what it is now, and how you got to kind of coach guys. But I think, look, Bill's the greatest coach in any sport of all time. He'll adapt. He'll figure it out. He'll know it. And I don't see Bill just being like, Bill will take this year to sit there and go, okay, what do I got to do now, and figure it out. And I think he'll figure it out. Just like, hey, he's the guy, he's the best who's ever lived. This isn't just a guy who won a couple AFC championship games. The best who's ever done it. He'll figure it out.
He's preparing for a wedding, preparing for the draft, and also the latest Unbreakable Mental Wealth podcast. You had OT Genesis on with a phenomenal story about Beyonce.
Here's the better story. I think we talked about it. OT looks like a safety. You know, OT's a big rapper, very famous rapper. I'm in love with the Coco. Beyonce used one of his songs at Coachella, which is this week, and people had no idea this past week. And he had no idea that she was using it. So life changed. But he did a deal with 50 Cent. He's incredible. But he's also my main training partner at Unbreakable. So when players come in to train, right, we have two guys who are always there training their asses off. Wiz Khalifa, you know Wiz. Everybody sees him, and they're always shocked by him. But OT looks like he looks like Terrence Newman. He looks like he's a safety. He actually looks like Terrence. And I say it because I'm friends with Terrence. And when OT first came in, I was like, he knew what he's doing here. Oh, I thought you knew. And he's jacked, and he looks like this NFL safety. So I actually have him train in MMA all our football players. I have them get after them. But it's also this community of like, hey, you got a football player with a rapper, with a reporter. It's kind of a crazy deal. But that dude can go. He can fight. I'm proud of it. And I love when the football players beat up on him because it means they're not beating up on me.
He's on Twitter at Jay Glazer. That is at Jay Glazer. Check out the latest Unbreakable Mental Wealth podcast. He'll be here next week doing the draft. Then he'll be singing Coco at his wedding. It's Jay Glazer. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate it, my friend. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
See you, buddy.
Great stuff from Jay Glazer. And, of course, he's he's going to do this at his wedding. Of course, Jay Glazer and the rest of the crowd, Rob Stone, LeVar Arrington, Steve Keim, will be here next week. Thanks to Express Pros, who are presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage next Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. They'll be here up until we take over. Right after the first round, we take you all the way up until the end of our show like normal. But congratulations to Jay Glazer. Again, before he goes and gets married and turns his phone off for about 20 minutes, he'll be here with us next week.
Look forward to it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Great stuff by Jay Glazer. Phenomenal story about Mike Tomlin. That is just outstanding. But coming up next, you want more NFL draft? We'll give you a big, bold prediction for the first round, early first round of next week's NFL draft. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, when this song first came out, I said, oh, it's a new song by Duran Duran. No, no, no. It's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I said, what the hell is that? That doesn't mean, that's not a name. No, that's a band. Okay. I thought this was Duran Duran.
Could have been even bigger if they just licensed it to Duran Duran. Hey, Simon, get after it.
Going to write this song for you. We're going to give it to you. How about that? The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Thanks to Jay Glazer. Phenomenal visit with him. The story he told about Mike Tomlin was just unbelievable. If you missed it, Fox Sports Radio on Twitter. We'll post it up a little bit, and you'll also hear it later on in the show tonight. But as we get ready for the NFL draft, Jay Glazer going to be part of our coverage here next week, leading into us every year, first round of the draft. I'll tell you what. After hearing today that the feelers have gone out, hey, the Patriots are receptive to potentially moving from the number three pick in the draft, I will give you a bold prediction right now. That is the first trade that happens as early in the draft.
Yeah.
Because the first two picks in the end, teams are going to get a little scared. They're not going to jump all the way up. I think the J.J. McCarthy thing is, oh, do we really want that guy? Are we jumping up for Drake May? There's going to be a couple of guys that's like, oh, I don't know. But the first two picks, we know Caleb Williams is going number one overall. And when it comes down to it, Jaden Daniels will go number two.
Although it was curious, right? They did this thing where they brought all the quarterbacks in on the same day to where you even have Daniels' agent in the social media sphere questioning it. Right? It's an odd way to do things, I guess. The excuse was you wanted to see how guys interact. Guess what? Those quarterbacks aren't going to be on the same damn team.
Yeah, no.
So it doesn't matter.
But in the end, those are going to be the first two picks. And when it comes down to it, these are the guys that teams love the most. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. All the other guys are really good and maybe in other years, but boy, do we really want to trade all the way up to get this pick? Do we want to pick this guy here if you are New England? Because you are starting out new. This is Jerod Mayo. This is his first year. And if you screw this pick up, guess what? This gets you fired fast. When you're taking over a team for the first time, you're a first-time head coach, taking a franchise quarterback doesn't always work. And these guys all want to keep their jobs. The first year after Bill Belichick, we want to make sure we're in a great position to succeed. So when a team does want to trade up there, when they get a team that is desperate enough, because there will be somebody, they will trade out of that number three pick. So I don't know that they're desperate enough for Bo Nix at number three or McCarthy, but somebody else who really needs a quarterback. And again, I look at that sweet spot there at like 10, 11, 12, where the Broncos sit and a couple of other teams are. Yeah, the Vikings. Yeah, those are the teams that are going to move up. But that three is where it's going to go, because they're not desperate enough to say we're going to stake our future on these guys, on one of these guys, because those two guys are going to go. Now, something crazy happens, and the Commanders take Drake May or something else, and Jaden Daniels is sitting at three. Well, hey, then we'll take Jaden Daniels, I'm sure. But as time goes on, there's going to be that clarity. It's really going to be Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, and then the rest of them. Somebody's going to want to get up to three, because this is their best chance to get up there to get a quarterback. Sure. But that desperation for the Patriots at three, I don't see it. They'll trade out of it.
Well, it can't be, right? I mean, just from our logic that we followed through this process and been doing this a minute, and even Mayo talking about the team and how they were building things, said, you know, it's, quote, not only about the quarterback, you know, in terms of their pursuits. And the big part of it for me, Jason, is your roster is far from ready to go compete with anybody. Right? What, you're battling for third in the East if things break right? You don't have the skill position players. You don't necessarily have the infrastructure on the offensive and defensive line. And so at three, is there a quarterback that you think is that transcendent guy? Because we like to use that word a lot in this day and age. Every year there seems to have to be a generational guy. Well, if that's reserved for Caleb Williams, then that guy's not there at number three. Which means you go and you trade down, whether it's Denver, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's the Raiders coming up, because we had that report last week that Mark Davis said, hey, it's okay, go use the assets, Telesco, go find us our franchise guy. Okay, so maybe that's in play. And for the Patriots, you still have a lot of needs to cover. So go get additional picks, build the infrastructure, and then fit the right quarterback into it, as opposed to, you know, starting that old clock like we always talk about when your roster's nowhere near competing.
It's if they were desperate enough to say, we have to get the guy now, okay, but they're not. Especially when they're starting over, if the slam dunk guy isn't there, I mean, really, Gerard Mayo's going to say, yes, I'm going to stake my coaching career the next 2 years on J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix, or would I rather get a hand, or the Patriots, would I rather get a handle on what our post-Brady, post-Belichick team is about, and then we go look for a quarterback.
Yep.
That's exactly, so that what this is the saying, hey, if you want to call, that's the highest team that's going to make a trade right there. Someone's going to jump in and the Patriots move down from number three to get more assets.
There you go.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Because they're ready to go and topple the Jets forevermore.
Stop. The Jets are winning the East. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, boy, do we got a football story for you? Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.